You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who can still look intimidating in leg warmers, Pete Schwabba.
All right. Welcome back, folks. It is time for Act Two of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me. If you missed the first hour, we had a great talk about bubble baths. We broke some hard-hitting news. There you go. Thanks to sound effects. We talked about some things that weren't that you just wouldn't do now that you even did as recently as the 90s. So that was fun. And Emerson Lehman joined us at 5:35, and we talked to Emerson about his show Small Towns and all the work he's doing over there at WBAY. He's one of the co-hosts of the Action 2 News this morning, and he is here in the studio right now, and we will be back to Emerson in just a moment. Coming up at the bottom of the hour after the news, Laura McKenna from WGBW, right here where we're sitting. She comes in. Does she come in every day, Conrad? Do you ever see her here?
I'm not totally sure.
So maybe she works here, maybe she doesn't.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get to the bottom of that too. But she's going to make the popcorn pick of the week in just about a half an hour, so that will be fun. And we are talking comedy in hour number three with Lyle Sidney from Fox Valley Comedy. Our question of the night, should we just reintroduce it? Let's reintroduce it. Here's the Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What day of the year would you create if it was up to you? If you could create a national day of the year, what would it be? We get a lot of our questions of the night from the National Days of the Year calendar. But if you could be responsible for one, what would you do? Let us know. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app. Or if you're watching the radio on YouTube, Facebook, or X Twitter, drop us a stream comment and we will read it on the radio. It's always more fun when you guys participate. As you know, as always, the phone lines are open to 855-752-4842. There is a flood warning, Emerson. You're a news guy.
Yeah.
So I can ask you about this. Have you ever been in a flood?
I don't know that I've been in a flood. I've reported on floods.
Okay.
Yeah, down in Milwaukee, I reported on a school bus that got stuck in floodwaters. That was a that was a pretty big story. Yeah, they all got out okay. It was all good. But
wow,
that one stands out to me in my severe weather reporting days.
What do you do? You got kids on a school bus. You're reporting the story. Do you chuck the mic and go help the kids?
So they weren't.
Or what do you like?
Yeah,
that's a dilemma.
I mean, that is a dilemma. I would jump if they're really, you know, you let the police and first responders do the thing, yeah. But like if some crazy situation happens and they're like, we need a set of hands. Like, yeah, obviously right. I'm dropping the mic and doing that. Like that, I'm a human being, right? You gotta help out. But
you passed that test with flying colors, by the way.
I'm glad.
We talked about, Conrad and I were talking about flood pants before.
Yeah, I heard
nobody
that.
Nobody really owns a pair of flood pants anymore.
I mean, you were kind of talking bad about the suits that are shorter, and I am definitely a showing off the ankle kind of guy.
Are
so,
you?
Yeah.
You got good anks?
Yeah, I think so.
That's it. That's,
you got any cool socks like I do?
Conrad has hot dog socks.
I do have, I've got a pair of pickleball socks. I've got some other fun design, just patterns and whatnot.
Okay.
I'm a no-show kind of sock guy too. Like I'll literally show off the bare ankle.
Whoa,
it's crazy.
You know what I see in your future? A WBAY calendar, the ankles of your anchor, the ankles. There, two things have happened on this show tonight. I've asked another grown man if he takes bubble baths, and if he had nice ankles. And I don't think I've ever done that. And I didn't mean it in any kind of.
And I was proud to answer both of those questions.
You were. You're a sport. That's great. But the flood, this is something that's could happen. There's a lot of rain coming down, and
I've been shameless plugs all night. First Alert Weather app, WBAY. We've got you covered. Our meteorologists,
absolutely
best in the biz. So check it out if you if you need those weather alerts.
You have a lot of street cred too, though, because you've won an Emmy. We've talked about that before.
We have.
Very exciting.
It was.
And when is the next round of that? Like, when will you find out if you're qualified again for an Emmy this year?
That won't be for, they just had the ceremony back in November. So I don't think submissions will even be a thing until probably May.
Okay.
So it'll be a while.
Wow.
We're actually the Wisconsin Broadcaster Association Awards. They compile the whole year. So we're working on some of our 2025 entries. So hopefully I'll have a couple in that and we can maybe try and bring one or two of those back to Green Bay. But yeah, it's always, you don't do it for awards, right? You do it because you want to do good work,
sure.
But it's always nice to get that recognition when you do a good job. So,
and even though they say like you've been nominated and people go, well, that's great. And it is, but when you're there, I'm sure you're like, I want that.
Yeah, I love the fact that, you know, you have the trophy. I have the trophy sitting at home on one of my, in a nice spot where you can see it.
Yeah.
But it's so special and I'm so proud to have won one time, but now it's like you won once and you want that second one so darn bad.
You want a repeat.
It's been a little elusive the past couple of years, so hopefully that'll change at some point.
You already got one, though, right?
I do have one.
You got your Super Bowl win.
Very,
it doesn't matter.
Very proud to have that one.
You said you mentioned your girlfriend before, not by name, but it's obvious you're dating someone, which makes me feel better about asking you about bubble baths and your ankles. But did you have the Emmy before you met her?
Yes.
That is my... Oh, okay.
Yes.
So she was probably... Not to say she wouldn't have dated you anyway. You're a handsome guy, nice person, but...
Yeah,
the
I
Emmy
don't know.
Had to help.
I don't know if she really. I think the first time she even referenced it was when I said, "What do you think I would save in a fire?" That conversation came up, and she goes, "You're grabbing your Emmy," and I was like, "Yeah, that's probably fair." But I,
the first time she came over, did you put the Emmy front and center? So
no,
she could...
I didn't. Oh. I didn't. It was. But it's like you walk into my apartment, and where it's at, you can
see it.
If you take a glance around, you're gonna see the shiny little trophy in the corner, so the statuette.
I think I'm putting a spotlight on that thing if I've got someone coming over.
When I won it, I was actually back, it was in Milwaukee, and I was with my, I left it at my parents' house. I wanted it to be, I knew it was safe at my parents' house, and I'm just like, you know what, I didn't have a place to put it. I was in a really small apartment. I didn't have a cool, really place to really display it. I'm like, Mom, can I leave this here? She's like, oh, absolutely. And they thought it was the coolest thing. They've got gold lights like around. I'm like, I should have just left it there. It was, they had a whole mantle thing for it. And then I think they were a little bummed out. So that's why I got to win another one. So I can keep one there so they can have that and be able
Emmy.
To see it. Yeah, exactly.
See, if I won an Emmy, I would put that thing, I would have it in bed next to me. I would probably say goodnight, Emmy, every night or something. I don't know. What would you do, Con? Where would you keep an Emmy if you won an Emmy?
In the bathroom, maybe.
Yeah.
In the bathroom. It had its victory tour, like because we wanted it was the first week of December, so Christmas is coming up. So like I took it to family Christmas. All my aunts and cousins and whatnot are taking their selfies. It was fun. It was cool.
Did you
special.
Act like you didn't know you had it? Like I had. I'm sorry, I brought the Emmy.
I go. Oh, by the way,
leave
I know.
It in the car.
Yeah.
All right. Emerson Lehman is here, folks. He's one of the co-hosts of the WBAY Action 2 News This Morning show. Does a great job over there. He also hosts a show called Small Towns, which is probably on right now.
Yeah. So
on WBAY.
Make sure after you're done listening to Nightlight, you head to WBAY.com.
Thank you,
click
sir.
On the Small Town tab and watch Small Towns tonight.
Great show. And now Emerson is nice enough to take one of our quizzes. He's pretty much... put us in our place previously, but we do have a Packer quiz, and we're kind of hoping, we're anticipating you'll be a little overly confident and maybe miss one. Not that we want that.
I'm not super confident, but we'll go for it here.
All right. Connor, you got the...
I'm cheering the green and gold on hard on Saturday night, but I don't know that I have the... We'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens here. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, I don't... Okay, perfect.
Is that if I get it right?
What happens if he gets it wrong? Do you got that one ready? He just does it. Well, we had a sound effect. What happened to that?
It got deleted. It was too negative.
God, whatever. All right, Emerson Lehman here is here, folks. He's going to take our Packer quiz. This is a quiz based on Packer players. He's got to guess the player. It is multiple choice.
Oh, so I like your chances. That's better. That'll we like help. That. That's good.
All right, number one, Emerson Lehman, Packer quiz.
10 questions?
We've 74, Conrad has. No, 11. How many?
15.
All right, let's see how many.
15.
We might 14. 15 is
taking
a
the ACTs again, man. Okay, here we go.
All right. Who is that Packer? Number one, who was the Packers quarterback when they won the Super Bowl, when they won Super Bowl XLV?
45.
Conrad. Jeez. Okay. It was it A, Brett Favre, B, Aaron Rodgers, C, Jordan Love, D, Matt Flynn.
45. Which one is it this year? Was it, is 45 2010?
Yeah.
Okay, probably 60. It was Aaron Rodgers.
Good call. Number, that's B for those of you scoring.
That is a long time ago. It's like 59 this year, right?
Yeah, so we need 59 or 60. 59, I guess.
We need another 59. One.
Yeah.
We need another one. That's a while.
When you say we, you mean you, Conrad, and me, right? We need. I've already got an Emmy. I want a Super Bowl trophy.
We could probably coach.
Conrad's got a bonus here. He says, what was that QB wearing at the podium when he received the Super Bowl MVP? Was it, do you know? It's not. This part is not multiple choice.
It's bonus, so you don't get multiple choice.
Right, okay.
But I can use that if I get one wrong.
True.
I knew how to work the system in high school.
or in Ball State.
I don't know what he was wearing.
I'll give you a hint.
Oh, nice.
Wrestling.
Oh, was it the champion belt? Hey.
Okay, here's another bonus. Where did that QB, Aaron Rodgers, say he was going to go after the Super Bowl?
Is it a restaurant in Green Bay?
No. It's a much bigger spectacle.
Disney World.
Yes.
Yes, yes, it is.
He's going to wear his WWE belt to It's a Small World.
I bet he said he was
going. That was like, I think, until like 2014 is when they don't say it anymore, I don't think.
Okay. All right, number two. Emerson is 1-for-1, and he's got some bonus points. He's on a roll here. Which wide receiver was famous for catching deep passes and wearing number 87?
Jordy.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I know that.
Okay. I told you it was going to be easy.
I appreciate Conrad's quizzes.
Well, yeah, after that, I would imagine you do. All right, number three. Who wore a hoodie under his jersey during games? Was it A, MVS, B, James Jones, C, Devontae Adams, D, Alan Lazard?
Is it MVS or Alan Lazard?
No.
It's James Jones. You can't give me that.
I was just going to say, is it one of these three? No, it's got to be the other one. Like, okay,
I wish I could have done that in school.
Conrad just handed out answers. Thank you.
All right, so we've got Emerson. We're going to say you're 3-for-3, though, because you got the bonus point.
We can rapid fire here if we need to.
All right. We got which Packers running back was from Alabama and played in the mid-2010s?
Eddie Lacy.
Oh,
wow.
Number five, who is this Packers defender with long blonde hair who wore number 52?
Clay Matthews.
Six, which wide receiver became Aaron Rodgers' main target from 2016 to 2021?
Is that Randall Cobb?
It is not.
Okay. I should have taken the options.
Okay. Yeah. That's, okay.
Should have taken
was it
the
A,
options.
Peter Lightfeet Schwabs the third? B, Christian Watson. C, Devontae Adams. D, DK Metcalf.
Devontae. That was dumb. My bad.
You jumped the gun there.
He did love Randall Cobb, though. They're buddies.
He did.
Yes.
Number seven, what defensive player during the super run in 2010 self-nicknamed himself the Freezer? Was it A, Travis Swift, B, Micah Parsons, C, B.J. Raji, or D, A.J. Matthews?
B.J. Raji.
Is A.J. Matthews a thing?
No, that was A.J. Hawkins. That's good.
What should we do here? Do you got to run?
Or I can finish up. If we
all right, let's finish up. We're going to do another very short break, and we get a lot of mileage out of Emerson. He's awesome. He's coming right back. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
I do like talking about it, though. It's fun to talk. I'm
Can't wait.
I love when people ask questions about stuff like that. Nobody ever, people never seek my advice, and I find that strange because I'm a pretty learned guy.
I get paid to ask questions.
That's true.
I'm a professional question asker.
That's right. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight. So fun to have you here tonight, folks. Emerson Lehman is here in the studio. Stay in the full hour. This is going beyond, above and beyond.
Only for you guys.
If you just watch Small Towns on WBAY and you're joining us, that's great. Otherwise, check it out online on the WBAY website. You can see Small Towns. Just a tab you click on, right?
Look at that. Couldn't have said it better.
All right. I'm just here to help. not that you need it because you're a rock star, but we are halfway through our quiz, our Packers quiz. For WBAY Action 2 News This Morning, co-anchor Emerson Lehman, who we always love it when he comes by. He's crushing the quiz, Con. I don't know how you feel about that. He's 6 for 7.
Yep.
6-7.
And
sorry, I had to. I'm sorry. That was
all right, you're a news guy. What is going on?
I have no clue what it is, but it's...
Nobody does.
I did that at Thanksgiving or Christmas. I think it was Thanksgiving, and my little cousin who's 6 was like... Like freaking out that I knew what, I don't know what it is, but it's.
Does it crack you up?
It's taken over. I think it's dying out already, actually.
Oh, really?
I think so. That's what some of my cousins told me around Christmas time. So,
because some people get mad. I'm like, who cares? Like, kids flip out. And my wife is a kindergarten teacher. Yeah. You know, she'll say the kids, even at that age, they know. So what?
It's funny. Our meteorologist goes to all these school talks, and he'll get the kids when he texts a video. He'll get them to do it, and I'm like, "Oh, these teachers must hate you, dude, because you get them all jacked up with the 6-7." And yeah, it's funny.
It's so funny, so weird, and I love it. All right, question number 8. This is our Packers quiz, folks. That Emerson is doing very well on. He did get some extra credit, which makes up for one of the misses. But he's still at 6 for 7, correct, Con?
Correct.
All right, you got the sound effects? Not the bubble bath, the other one. All right. Number 8. Which Packers offensive lineman is known for protecting Rodgers' blindside for years? You can just guess if you want, or I can give you the... I think you need the choices.
So I know who it is, but it's the guy who drinks all the beers that I can't remember his name for the life.
Well, yeah, just do the multiple choice.
Yeah, I'll know as soon as I hear his name. It's just escaping me at the moment.
Is it D, David Bakhtiari?
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. I just needed to hear the name. Thank you.
Or the A would have been a good choice, too. K, the Pancake Krieger.
I emphasized the U there, so you had to
Krueger?
Say, yeah.
Oh, the one time you want me to say Krueger.
I bet Khan could protect the blind side pretty well.
He can almost bench 300 pounds. He's inching his way toward 300 pounds.
What are you at now, Khan?
I'm at 275. Right? No, 285.
285, yeah.
Goodness.
And that will come in handy if something ever goes down in the street. He says, listen, buddy, hold on. Stay right
there. We're not even neighbors anymore.
I'm
going to
get my bench, and I'm going to bench you. So that, you know.
Let me.
Stay right there.
Stay right
there.
Don't leave. Do not move. I'm getting a U-Haul. All right. Emerson is 7 for 8. That's not a funny phrase, so we'll keep moving. Who is the Packers cornerback known for elite coverage and big celebrations? Is it A, Jair Alexander, B, Rasul Douglas? Hope I'm getting that right. C, Nixon, D, Jared Goff.
Jair Alexander is also really good at crashing WBAY newscasts, but other story. But yes, he's got some good celebrations.
What was the deal there? That she didn't recognize him at first?
No, she's standing out.
Yeah.
No one's around at this time. She's standing there for a live report, and he just crashed it from behind her,
right.
And she didn't even get a chance to...
I wouldn't have put that together.
She didn't
right
get
away.
A chance yeah. to... He's got, like, I think he was wearing a hat or a hood. I don't know how it was, but he just real quick and was gone, and she's talking, and, I mean, you're focused. There's light shining on you, and then she's just like, oh, a fan there is excited about the Packers, because that will happen at games, where if you're out reporting outside the stadium, drunk fans will want there. And she thought it was just a fan maybe that was at the pro shop or something, and turns out it was... Jair Alexander.
That's what I would have thought. I remember reading a couple comments going, how did she not know?
Everybody who, I think we talked about this like my first time on the show with you, and I'll say it again, anybody who was saying, oh my gosh, you wouldn't have.
You would not have.
If you've never spoken in front of a television camera before,
you
would not have known.
Just stop.
Just stop typing.
It's the armchair.
Keyboard warriors, stop typing.
Exactly. All right. How about a national No More Keyboard Warriors?
That'd be fantastic.
Number 10, which Packers scored a pick six in Super Bowl
45?
Was it A, Charles Woodson? Love Charles Woodson. B, Donald Driver Jr., the fourth. C, Nick Collins. D, B.J. Raji.
You said defensive back?
Does not say.
Was it B.J. Raji? Didn't he get a...
That was the game before.
Okay, so I'm not totally off there. Was Charles Woodson still playing at that time?
He was. He got hurt during the game, though, so he couldn't finish.
So he could have been after he scored the pick six, though, too.
It's Woodson or what's the other guy? Not Raji, not Donald
Nick
Driver
Collins.
The fourth.
Nick
when
Collins.
In doubt,
what position? I'm gonna go Woodson.
Oh, it was Collins.
It was Nick Collins.
I knew it, and I panicked.
That's, you're still doing right, great. All right, we got time for maybe one or two more. This wide receiver exploded as a rookie in 2022 and became Aaron Rodgers' most trusted target almost immediately. A, Alan Lazard, B, Bo Melton, C, Christian Watson, D, Philip Rivers, first kid, he has 10.
Alan Lazard.
Incorrect.
What?
It's Christian Watson.
I wouldn't
For Rodgers?
Yeah.
It was his favorite. I thought they weren't like on the same page or.
Because Lazard went to New York with Rodgers, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I went with that, but okay.
Let's do one. We got to go out on a positive.
Yeah, we got to go out on a positive.
And you've done very well. You're easily A minus, maybe an A. I'm great.
Do 13. That one's 13. Pretty easy.
Okay. Ball State, C's get degrees.
Number 13. This guy was recently signed to the team and is a friend of Micah Parsons and has a brother on the Patriots. He also already took Keyshawn Nixon's spot.
Yeah.
Is it A, Jimmy Stewart? Well, maybe.
It's Diggs.
B, Trevon. It could be C, Anna Kendrick. It's not him. You're right. You're correct.
I'd buy an Anna Kendrick jersey.
I would too.
Yes.
You crush it, buddy. You always do. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, fellas.
You're always fun.
Happy
man.
New
Keep
Year.
Keep up the great work at WBAY and on
Thank
small
you.
Tones.
I appreciate
and on the
it. You guys as yeah. well. Always, we always a pleasure. Look forward to being back.
Absolutely. All right. Emerson Lehman, watch him on WBAY in the morning. After the news, folks, Laura McKenna from WGBW. Maybe you've heard of it. She's going to be here to make the popcorn pick of the week. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. Just see me go.
It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are broadcasting live from beautiful, rainy downtown Green Bay. Rain can be beautiful. Statewide, all across this beautiful state of ours, Wisconsin, in case you were wondering what state I was referencing. Con, how you doing? You hanging in there?
I mean, I'm doing good. I just fired up a nice new bubble bath.
Really? You got some Epsom salts or something in there, or what?
It's my sixth bubble bath today.
You know what's funny? You could be using one of those bubble things that you put to your mouth. That sounds like the same thing. And I'm not gonna out you, but whatever. Lots of fun here, folks. Tonight it is my pleasure now to welcome. She's been here before, and you probably hear her here on WGBW between 9 and 2. Slinging the oldies. Miss Laura McKenna joins us in the studio.
Hello,
how are you,
again?
Laura?
I'm good. I think when I was here before, we had just flipped the station to oldies.
Yeah.
So we were all just kind of like, where does this door lead? What does this do? So now it feels like we've been here forever.
Although you had a little trouble with the coffee maker when you came in, but you figured it out.
It's technology. And this is big time technology, a Keurig. So,
a Keurig.
You know, push what size, push what you want. Doesn't
Absolutely.
Work for me.
I do the old school. When I'm at home, I have a small coffee maker because I feel like the smaller, like the flavor has nowhere to go.
Yeah.
This is not scientific. It's just my mm-hmm. own. Maybe it's what I want it to be. But I don't do the Keurig and people swear by it.
This is probably why I don't know how to use it at work yeah. because at home I have the same coffee pot from 2008.
Oh, wow.
I think that's a world record. I don't know that for sure. But
is it a Mr. Coffee?
I couldn't even tell.
Or is it like a designer?
No. Because at that time of my life, I lived in Stevens Point, and a friend from college came to visit, and I didn't drink coffee at the time. And she said, I got to have some morning coffee. As a housewarming gift, let me buy you a coffee pot.
So she can have coffee?
So she can have coffee.
After you told her you don't drink coffee?
Right. I'm like, well, I'll have other guests at
I'm
some point.
I'm just that kind of person.
Right.
Yeah.
And so she, I'm sure it was just whatever the cheapest 12-cup regular one, but
right.
it has lasted from 2008. And then it got some hard use because then I got into drinking coffee and I brew full pots all the time. None of this one cup at a time.
How many do you drink it? Will you drink the whole pot over the course of the day?
No, I'll probably drink a couple... couple in the morning, and then I'll just stick it in the fridge and do iced coffee later, maybe iced coffee the next morning. So I don't use it every day, but it's seen some years.
Now, if that was a car, I think 20 years would be a collector.
Vintage, I have special plates.
Exactly. It is great to have you here. Thank you. And thank you for coming in. I know you're here sometimes during the day, and it might, you know, you were in the warmth of your own home and braving the elements. So it's nice to have you here in the studio.
I actually found a room that nobody even knows about. I live there sometimes.
What do you mean, here in the studio?
Yeah, it's a secret room. I'll show you after we're done.
I am intrigued.
Yeah.
Is there there's an element to this space that I don't know
about? You just have to open every door, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, what?
It is kind
of
weird.
Do we have
here? I remember doing that too. Like, oh, this is an interesting room.
Yeah.
So did you have good holidays? You were on a trip when I reached out to you about making the popcorn pick of the week, which we will soon make, but you were on vacation. It sounded really fun.
Yeah. I talked about this last time we were on the show. My husband and I are no closer to living together.
I was going to ask you about that too.
Than we were before.
He's in Ohio.
He's in Ohio.
Okay.
I'm here in Green Bay. And so
sounds like the perfect marriage.
That's what everybody says. Oh, I'm jealous. I thought, well, so we're still in the, like, where, what are we doing? Where are we moving? That sort of thing. But obviously have not found the perfect house. So we just see each other on holidays. And we actually did a real, like, adult vacation. We got married in 2023 in Jamaica. And at the time, he was being sneaky and booked, like, 2 years later, a trip for us to go back. I don't know what
sneaky
I was doing.
Sneaky in a good way.
Sneaky. Yeah. Those are the surprises that
I... It's not sneaking around.
Right.
Right.
Those are the surprises. I said, anytime you want to do that, by all means, book me another vacation.
Wow.
And so we had the trip planned right where we got married, which was in Montego Bay. And then Hurricane Melissa destroyed that side of the island.
Oh, no.
So we were kind of in a, like, what's going to happen? What, you know, it's just a vacation for us. We can do it later. But I mean, those poor people that had to rebuild their homes and the resort and whatever. Ugh. So they moved us to the other side of the island, which was kind of untouched. I mean, they had some minor wind damage that was repaired. So that's where we ended up going back. And so, our holidays were very tropical. And then I come back, and we got back the week before Christmas. And I came back on the plane all of a sudden coughing and with a cold. So I got the Christmas crud, which was great.
But not the flu.
No, it was never to that extent. It was just, I don't know. But he never did, which I don't. He tells me, well, I'm just healthier than you. So I don't know what you want to do about that. But
I don't know about this guy, Laura.
I know.
We'll see what happens.
Know.
So at least you didn't get it on the way there.
That
would have been.
Right.
Like, you almost take it. If you have a week of R&R in a beautiful, that you can live with that, right? That's kind of
cool. So that was my holidays.
You told me, too, over the break or before we came on, that you saw everybody at the resort with their phone on.
Yeah.
In a tropical paradise.
It was weird to me. Because, again, my husband and I don't see each other all the time. But also, even if I didn't love him and want to spend time with him in person.
Right.
You're in paradise.
Yeah.
Look at the ocean. Look at the scenery.
Right.
The people at dinner were on their phones. People in the pool were on their phones. I'm like, what?
That is nuts.
Get some snorkels. Get in that ocean. Put your phone down.
Absolutely. All right. So you and your husband lives in Ohio. You live here. Have you guys thought about buying a house like halfway between? You can both commute. Gary, Indiana, maybe?
That might be a little bit hard. In his job, he works for the state of Ohio. So if he's going to have to get a job here to make the move first.
You got those state benefits.
I know. That's the other thing is when I do get sick, and now that I have real insurance.
Yeah.
Unlike the rest of my career.
You just have to go to Ohio for your primary care.
Yeah, exactly. So,
which might be worth it.
Big dilemma of what we're doing. That's why, obviously, it is a very slow process.
This is great. Laura McKenna is here, folks. You can hear her every weekday here on WGBW. Spinning the Oldies from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And she is here tonight to make the popcorn pick of the week. So let's talk movies.
Okay.
All right. Laura McKenna. What kind of movies do you typically watch, like, from a genre standpoint?
I'm going to freak some people out, but the more intense and scary, the better.
Oh.
That's the kind of movies I like. So horror movies, suspense, thrillers, and then I sleep soundly at night because I think the reason is you watch those movies, and if you're not terrified, you think, well, my life isn't so bad. And then you drift off to a peaceful slumber because you're not living that in real life.
But you don't have nightmares?
No. That doesn't... Oh, no, it's man. Weird. So there's something wrong with me, probably.
Here's what's weird is I remember I was watching a movie called Collateral, Tom Cruise, Jamie Foxx, one of my favorite movies, actually. Okay. And Tom Cruise is walking away and he just casually leans down and shoots this guy in the face. And the guy, his head goes back in the pavement. Mm-hmm. When I saw that, I was probably 35 years old for the first time. I was like, oh, God, that was like, I have become so desensitized. And what's scary is as a society, I think we have too. My daughter in high school would fall asleep watching The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
On her phone. I can hear the knife going through the heads and the slishy noise, you know, and I'm like, and it's like nothing.
Yeah.
So maybe it's okay that we're desensitized, but I don't know. I don't know where I stand on that.
I had, but my husband and I actually talked about this. We share a theory because we both started very young, probably at an age where nowadays a psychiatrist would tell you, maybe don't let your kids watch, you know, scary movies at that age.
Slasher films, yeah.
Because my mom... A kissing scene would come on, and that was, oh, hide your eyes.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jason or Freddy could chainsaw people in half.
And that's fine.
Chop them up. That's fine. It's fine for you. So
we are so on the right same page there because I think I've probably told this on the air before. I was watching a Caddyshack with my kids when they were young.
Yeah.
And it was the gopher, and I thought, oh, they'll think this is cute. Well, it's a hard cut right to a topless girl in a pool on a guy on a guy's shoulders
and
going
like
this. Huh. And I'm like, I almost like broke my ankle looking for the mm-hmm. remote, and the kids are just sitting there staring like they
like,
don't care.
Oh, what is that?
Yeah, they both breastfed. You know, what do they care? But the violence, you're right. That's what bothers me. So that I came around on that. Unless it's like graphic sex, I would shield them from that, obviously. But like,
right.
Yeah, the violence is scary.
Yeah, and so that was our theory that we started so young watching scary things like that.
Okay.
In the comfort of your own home, in the safety of your own home.
Right.
That I think it kind of gets you ready for life a little bit better. That things don't tend to give you anxiety or freak you out as much because you're like, it's going to be okay. We're fine here.
Okay, that's a good way.
I don't know if that.
Oh, that's interesting.
Psychiatrists and psychologists out there are like, she has no idea. Don't listen to this, people. Do not do this to your children. You're going to ruin them.
But, I want to take this time to say Laura is not a doctor or a clinical psychologist or anything like that.
I just play one on the radio. Yeah.
That's right. okay, and if you mention your husband again, Conrad, back me up on this. I'm going to start to think he doesn't exist, and you're like that guy from the teen movie who has a girlfriend in Canada.
That's our secret. Okay. Whether he does or doesn't, it's yet
and it doesn't matter. It's not going to affect the popcorn pick of the week. Okay, so you like the scary films. I think that's great. Where do you like to watch films typically? Do you go to the theater or do you watch them in your own home?
Typically, I would probably watch more. Well, I do watch more at home. Okay. Just with the streaming capabilities. Sure. But I, remember always going to the video stores, which I wish those existed. They don't anymore.
Isn't that fun?
We're old, whatever. Yeah, but just going and, again, I would go to the horror section or the scary, and just the rows and rows of all those covers, and it was just like, oh, that one's gone because there's no VHS tape
behind it. Right.
But there's this one in the corner that nobody's probably rented. All right, let's do that
That's
one.
That's great.
So, yes, while most people were watching Hallmark movies over Christmas, I was watching Weapons and watching. Ooh.
Did you see Weapons?
I did. I really liked it.
It's creepy.
Yeah. And I'm glad that it sets up for sequels now. I don't want to spoil that for anybody, but I really liked that character. And I felt like I, again, should win some sort of award because I didn't really do any research going into it, which is sometimes better to not know anything
Absolutely.
About what you're watching.
I agree.
And there was a scene in the kitchen, if you saw the movie, where the aunt is in the kitchen doing something.
Mm-hmm.
And her voice squeaked just enough that I went, wait a minute, that is Shanice from Uncle Buck. And I was like, is it? No, it can't. And I looked it up.
Amy Madigan
sure enough,
character?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I loved that movie when I was young.
Yeah.
And I loved her character. And I don't know why that has stuck with me.
Yeah.
But just something about the squeakiness of something that
so
she
great.
Said. Because
you
wouldn't.
Recognized it.
Yeah. And I'm like, Is that the girlfriend from Uncle Buck? Sure enough, it was.
Isn't Uncle Buck your favorite John Candy movie?
Oh, by far, yeah.
Isn't it so good?
It's so funny.
And she's so sweet and such a sweetheart in it. Looks totally different and obviously
she
acts different in Weapons.
She did not make me laugh in Weapons at all.
No.
She was horrifying.
It was great. It was great.
All right. So what is your favorite, like when you go to the theater for that shared experience with other people, what is your snack choice?
I would be a popcorn person.
Just popcorn.
Yeah,
okay, good.
For sure. With
Most
lots of butter.
Lots of butter.
Yeah.
Is movie theater popcorn I remember they did this thing in 60 Minutes like 20 years ago. Well, they use this kind of oil. It's not healthy. And then they do this. Has it gotten healthier, or do you just kind of roll the dice and go, I don't care. I can be unhealthy.
That's the one time that you just, it doesn't count. Because I'm sure it is terrible for you. It's some sort of liquid toxin. Yeah. I'm sure that is like.
I think you're right. I don't order popcorn. I'll go for the nachos or pretzels that you dip in the cheese or whatever. Mm-hmm. But if I do have popcorn, I can't stop.
Oh,
like
yeah.
If I have some, and I kind of just don't go there because I know my hands are going to get, I'm going to need a shower after I eat movie theater popcorn. Uh-huh. But so I don't do it. But if you I do, I have to.
Yeah, it's part of the experience, or just watch the movie at home. Right. You gotta have the popcorn.
All right. We are inching ever closer to Laura McKenna, WGBW personality. Laura McKenna, you can hear her here on WGBW from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. every weekday. She is about to make the popcorn pick of the week. We will find out what her pick is after this very short break. I'm Pete Schwab, and this is Nightlight, and I'm so glad you're here, folks. We are coming right back. Vision of love, you feel joy, you feel pain, cause nothing will be the same. Just another night, it's all that it takes to understand the difference between lovers and fakes. So baby, I talk to you in the night, in the dream of love.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. How do we feel about Katy Perry, Laura? You spin oldies every day. And oldies are interesting because you can't compete with oldies. They're the best music of that time. There's no dogs in there, right?
Right. And it's amazing that you watch shows or movies like we're talking about tonight and just how that music is the music still in every movie and every show.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. So it's like interesting. They're here to stay. They're not going anywhere.
Right. Laura McKenna is here. She is a personality, a host, a celebrity here at WGBW, where you can hear her every weekday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. She is here to make the popcorn pick of the week, showing up in person, representing. And we were just about, okay, so popcorn is your movie theater snack. What about at home? Do you change things up? Do you do something gourmet or just buy some candy? What's your story?
I'm kind of a popcorn person at home as well, but I'm real picky with it. It's never going to be as good as the theater. Like I said, that butter magic that is not good for you, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You can't, even when you make it at home, it's never quite like that. But I do like to pop my own. I can't do microwave.
Oh,
that seems like it's cardboard styrofoam.
It is kind of tasteless unless you do something.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I will say I had a popcorn maker, one of those dome-shaped plug-in and put the oil and the kernels in for the longest time. And then I don't know what happened. It just went bad. And I'm cheap also, like my coffee pot. I want my appliances to just last forever. I don't need them to be Wi-Fi enabled. I can push a button.
All right.
But I never bought another one because then they've gone up in price. And I thought, this is stupid to just turn some popcorn. So I made it from scratch in a pan with oil just popping in the lid.
Wow.
And that was so easy. I don't know why I ever bought a popcorn popper even back then.
Even think I knew that was possible.
Oh, yeah. I'll teach you.
Okay.
After the show, I will.
In your secret room here, do you have the appliances?
Yeah, can't you smell the popcorn?
Pots and pans. What about a cocktail? Do you like a drink when you watch a movie? Like you go to one of those movie theaters where they serve food, like a Flicks, or do you sneak beer into the movie theater? Is that an issue?
I've never done that. I'm not a beer fan.
Or
that would
any
make
drink.
It so, any drink. That would make it so much easier. I'm also easy to go out with, but also a nightmare to try to order from because I never really have a signature. Oh, I drink a Cosmo or I drink a Amaretto Sour. It's just, whatever. Make me whatever. So I don't know if that's easier or harder.
Yeah, but at home you can make whatever you want. Do you have a cocktail at home typically when you watch movies or when you maybe get on the phone with your husband because he lives halfway around the world and you guys watch movies together?
Yeah. I'm a big water drinker, which is so boring. I know some people have to put fruit in it, have to put the squeeze things.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I drink
tap water?
A lot. No, I have a machine.
Okay.
But
you got a water machine.
Yeah, I'm real fancy.
What does that mean? Like a cooler or something?
Yeah, like one of the ones in the office that, because I like when I want tea or I want something hot, I need it hot right now. I can't heat water and
like
wait
a bread
for
maker,
it.
Like you make your own water somehow. That's from scratch. That's
I get
tough,
it right out of the lake.
Tall order.
Right out of the river. And I make it at home. No, I like it hot and hot, like boiling hot on command. And I like it ice cold, so I have to have the water machine.
Does your husband, even though he lives in Ohio, know how high maintenance you are when it comes to your water and your coffee and your
popcorn? Yeah, I'm high maintenance, but low maintenance. I'm high maintenance because I know what I want, but I'm nice about it. I'm not demanding.
Are you the kind of person that goes to the drive-thru and you have special? When my family, when we used to go through the drive-thru, yeah, like at McDonald's, I'll go, now just order what's on there and pick it off. I don't want to sit here because that's when they mess things up and my son will go, I just want three pieces of lettuce on my Big Mac or something. It gets to be that thing. Are you like that or?
I am.
Yes, that's a yes.
Yeah, but I'm nice about it. And I understand that when you order like that, probably go inside.
So don't when they hold spit on your food, they feel a little guilty because you're so nice.
Because I'm nice.
But you're still.
And I recognize that I'm one of these people, but I'm nice about it.
All right. Con, I think it's come to that time. Laura McKenna, it is time for Laura's popcorn pick of the week. Conrad, if you please. WGBW. Daytime host, Laura McKenna. What is your popcorn pick of the week?
Okay. Now, I just want to set some ground rules so I'm not breaking any.
Okay.
There was no genre that it had to be in, right?
No. Anything you want.
Anything I want. Okay.
New, old, whatever.
What if technically it hasn't even come out yet? Could that be? But it comes out this week.
Yeah. Could that be? No, that's fine. I'll allow it.
Okay. Okay. Has anybody ever done that before?
No, that's okay. That's why I like it.
Groundbreaking is what is happening. So I just said that I normally like, you know, suspense and thrillers, and I would have a ton of those to give you.
Okay.
And I don't like Hallmark movies. I don't like Lifetime movies because the plots are dumb and the acting is usually bad. But my pick is actually coming out on Saturday on Lifetime because I am also a huge Court TV fan, and there has been a case that the first trial happened. No verdict. So the second retrial happened, and the movie is coming out, the made-for-TV Lifetime movie.
I might know what you're talking about, but go ahead.
I'm so excited. I'm torn because, of course, there's also a game on Saturday at the same time.
Okay.
I'm like, do I watch the Lifetime movie?
She just keeps keeping us in suspenders.
I know.
Here. She's like, the buildup is incredible.
And this movie could be as awful as the rest of them are, but it's called Accused, the Karen Reed story.
Karen, I knew it was going to be Karen Reed.
Yes. I watched every second of that trial.
All right. That comes out this Saturday.
Saturday on Lifetime.
2 days from now on Lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And what's it called?
Accused, the Karen Reed story.
Wow.
Yeah.
That took everybody by storm. And when I say everybody, I mean just the people who watched it. But
right.
Yeah, that's a big deal, that trial.
It was like the OJ or the Casey Anthony of that decade.
Yeah.
Of this decade, true crime, too.
That's
even before it was cool. I thought everybody watched Dateline and people had never heard of it years and years ago. Now everybody does.
All right.
I love it.
That is a great pick. Mm-hmm. We will break it down a little further when we come back. And I'm going to ask Laura. She also marries people. Not herself. She officiates.
Yeah.
She does everything. And we'll talk to her about that, too. It is great to have her here in the studio. Her pick is Accused, the Karen Reed story. It comes out Saturday on
Lifetime.
Mm-hmm. For someone who doesn't even like Lifetime movies,
that's
how you know how good it is. We are coming right back after the news, folks, for Act 3. And we're going to talk comedy later in Hour 3, too, with Sydney. Sydney Conrad, help me.
Lyle Sydney.
Wow, I'm Sydney. Okay. We're doing all that in Hour 3. We're coming right back. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.